In this bulletin, four people evacuated to Darwin from the Diamond Princess cruise ship test positive for coronavirus. Campaigners welcomed the decision by a police detective to remove himself from the investigation into the murder of Brisbane mother Hannah Clark and her children. And in football, the Wanderers stormed back to win a chaotic 7-goal thriller against Adelaide. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Four people evacuated to Darwin from the Diamond Princess cruise ship have tested positive for coronavirus. Two Queensland women aged 54 and 55 tested positive on Friday night for the infection after leaving the ship on Thursday and will be flown to a Brisbane hospital today for further treatment. Earlier, two other Australians were confirmed to have contracted the disease. Under the evacuation deal, state governments have agreed to treat any patients in their home states. The international community is being urged to step up efforts to stem the coronavirus outbreak amid worrying infection trends in Iran and South Korea. The World Health Organization chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says countries have so far not responded adequately to the WHO's appeal of $92.7 million to fund its global COVID-19 response plan.
Although the window of opportunity is narrowing to contain the outbreak, we still have a chance to contain it. But while doing that, we have to prepare at the same time for any eventualities, because this outbreak could go any direction. It could even be messy. You know, the cases we see in the rest of the world, although the numbers are small, but not linked to Wuhan or China, it's very worrisome. And then Iran, in the past 2 days, has reported 18 cases and 4 deaths.
China has reported 75,567 cases, including 2,239 deaths. Outside China, 1,152 cases of the virus have been confirmed in 26 countries, and there have been 8 deaths. A detective has removed himself from the investigation into the murder of Brisbane mother Hannah Clark and her children following intense criticism over comments he made about their case. 31-year-old Miss Clark and her 3 children aged 6 and under were killed on Wednesday by her husband Rowan Baxter, who poured petrol on them and set them alight in their car before dying of self-inflicted stab wounds. Detective Inspector Mark Thompson volunteered to stand aside over remarks he said at a press conference on Thursday, which Domestic Violence Campaign has condemned as victim-blaming. The CEO of the Women's Legal Service Queensland, Angela Lynch, welcomed Mr. Thompson's decision.
I do believe that that is the right decision. Otherwise, I believe that there could be a perception that the investigation may be compromised. So we do commend him for that, but obviously those statements should never have been made in that press conference.
Listeners seeking family violence information and support can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737 732. In an emergency, call 000. Residents of Queensland's Mornington Island in the Gulf of Carpentaria are on the alert for a tropical cyclone that could form later today. The Bureau of Meteorology says the weather system, which will be named Esther if it forms, could bring destructive winds and up to 200 millimetres of rainfall. Senior meteorologist Gabriel Branescu says a cyclone watch is in place for the northeast of the Northern Territory to Normanton, 500 kilometres east of the Queensland-Northern Territory border. If the cyclone reaches the mainland, it is forecast to reach the Northern Territory. And to sport in football, Adelaide coach Gertjan Verbeek hopes his A-League club can hang on to Ben Halloran after the skillful forward continued his recent strong form. Halloran has scored 5 goals in his last 6 games and his tally of 7 for the campaign is his highest in a season. During Friday's game against the Western Sydney Wanderers, Halloran won a penalty and curled in a fine shot from just outside the area to drive Adelaide's fight back from a 0-1 deficit to a 2-1 lead, although the team in the end were defeated 5-2. Verbeek says Halloran is a valued player.
Yeah, it helps him when he's running out of contract. But he's playing very well. He made a fantastic goal. His work is hard, so we hope he decides to stay. But we will see.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, shower or 2:30. Adelaide, sunny 27. Melbourne, sunny 22. Hobart mostly sunny 23, Canberra cloudy 25, Wollongong shower 22, much the same for Sydney 25, Newcastle shower 26, Brisbane possible shower 29, Cairns showers 31, and Darwin shower 2 possible storm 34. This is SBS News.